is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Democratic support is growing for Kamala Harris' new presidential campaign. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, a possible candidate for the vice presidency, added his backing this morning, telling MSNBC,
"We've got to get back to being Americans and not members of a political party. I believe that the vice president will win this election. She will move us in that direction, and that's why I'm very excited to provide my full endorsement to her."
California Congressman Adam Schiff has also endorsed Harris. CBS's John Dickerson says the vice president still has lots of work ahead.
"The first thing that the vice president has to do is integrate herself into a campaign structure. And that's different when you change players in the middle of a game. It's just tricky to get yourself into the new system. Who do you trust? Who do you give decision-making power to? Then she's got to lock down the nomination and do it in a way that doesn't bruise those feelings. It brings in people who might have not liked the way this happened."
West Virginia's independent Senator Joe Manchin, one of them, he said he was considering re-registering as a Democrat and challenging Harris for the nomination. But he tells CBS Mornings,
"I am not running for office. I could not believe that there was not going to be a primary process or a mini process. Other countries do it. I'm not looking for I don't need that as far as in my life, the attention that people think that all when you speak up, you're just looking for attention. Why is everyone afraid to speak out?"
President Biden remains at his home in Delaware, where he's been recovering from COVID. Correspondent Linda Kenyon is in Rehoboth Beach.
As the nation absorbs the impact of his decision to end his reelection campaign, the president's announcement on social media has earned him praise from fellow Democrats. In addition, his endorsement of Vice President Harris as the nominee has done more than change the direction of the campaign. It has re-energized Democrats and encouraged donors to revisit their wallets.
The campaign says almost $50 million poured in the hours after Mr. Biden's announcement. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle is expected to face tough questions when she testifies before a House committee today on the assassination attempt on former President Trump. Correspondent Nicole Killian's on Capitol Hill.
Cheadle says her agency is reviewing its actions. More than a dozen congressional Republicans and at least one Democrat have called on Director Cheadle to resign.
An NBA superstar will take center stage at the Olympics opening ceremony in Paris Friday.
From behind the backboard. What a shot.
LeBron James selected as the male flag bearer for Team USA. He's the first men's player tapped for the honor, with Dawn Staley and Sue Bird going before. The Dow is up 6 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Leaders from Mount Pleasant and Racine will meet this week after village officials accused the city of holding up the $3.3 billion Microsoft project. The city says the initial agreement had Foxconn jobs factored in and those never showed up. Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to campaign in Milwaukee tomorrow as a presidential candidate. It's not known yet where the vice president is making a stop. Kenosha County now offers live streaming of county board committee meetings on its YouTube channel. The streams and archived videos are available in committee-specific playlists. The Salmonorama fishing tournament wrapped up with a 32-pound Chinook as the top catch. A Michigan angler wins the $50,000 top prize. The Racine Unified School Board will vote on purchasing 9 additional security scanners for schools. The district plans to have them in use in all high schools and K-8 schools next year. A new addiction treatment center will occupy 3 floors of the old hospital in downtown Kenosha starting next summer. The 72-bed Kenosha Addiction Center is a collaboration between Guardian Recovery and Fraidert South. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers training camp underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beginning their training camp practices in helmets and shorts for the first few days. 28-year-old Kenny Clark signing a new 3-year deal that will pay the defensive lineman $64 million. Baseball, the Brewers sweeping the Twins in a 2-game match over the weekend, winning 8-7 thanks to 4 home runs, 2 from catcher Eric Haas. The Crew is in Chicago tonight against the Cubs, who won on Sunday but lost a 3-game series at home to Arizona. A reporter asked about Christopher Morrell's batting style at the plate.
The at-bats, thinking like the 7th inning with Morrell, there's a tying run at 2nd. He's looked like he was swinging for the late there. I don't know.
Come on, Jesse. Come on.
That's
your comment?
Well, yeah, I'm wondering about.
I think that's a bad take.
Why?
That's a bad take. He's swinging for the lake. That's a bad take.
Why is that?
He's having a good at bat trying to hit the ball hard. It didn't work. The pitcher made a good pitch. He made an out.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 78 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the east at only around 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy with afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms. Our high tomorrow, 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
On local news, timeless is WRJN. One of my bosses from years ago was actually watching that scene get filmed on for the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And he said, one take, and that was it.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter.
Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun.
child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
To the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
And local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Righteous Brothers, Unchained Melody. And something you might not know about the Righteous Brothers. And I remembered that Bill Medley's ex-wife was murdered back in 76. That was 1976. It was a huge story. And nobody knew who did it. And then, of course, they took all the DNA that they could from that situation. Of course, there weren't no tests like they have now. And they found out 41 years later, they finally matched the killer who passed away. So they weren't able to arrest him or anything. But you know how they did it? It was actually the DNA of a distant relative of the killer. And that's how they matched it to find Bill Medley's ex-wife murderer. So one of those weird, weird stories. And of course, Bill Medley said he was numb about it back in the day because he said, I thought it would never get solved. It was 41 years ago.
Going to the eye doctor can be the worst sometimes. Filling out those incessant forms, waiting 30 minutes past your appointment, getting your pupils dilated, or even that puff of air in your eye. Ugh. But it's not like that at Warren Eye Care Center. They have a friendly and comfortable atmosphere that caters to all ages, from young patients only a few days old to patients over 100 years young. So if you're tired of long eye exams, give Warren Eye Care Center a chance. Your appointment will start on time. Call 262-752-2020 or visit warreneyecarecenter.com.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, General Manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Don't let spring allergies make you miserable. Try the quick, drug-free solution trusted by over 4 million people, Navage. Only Navage uses suction to flush out your sinuses using refreshing saline, helping you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. And here's even better news. Navage is now available at your local Sam's Club in a great new value pack. It's everything you need to start breathing better immediately at Sam's guaranteed best price. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Breathe easy.
When you've got real work to do, metal supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And all it takes is a few clicks. We make buying metal online easy so you can spend less time shopping and more time getting things done. Metal Supermarkets, the convenient stores for metal. Place an order online today at metalsupermarkets.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
Do 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 down do be do down down, comma comma down do be do down down, comma comma down do be do down down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery. If you go, then I'll be blue. 'Cause breaking up.
WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits, and Neil Sedaka. Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. I love both his versions, that version and then the slower version that he had the hit with in the mid-70s. Of course, I'm also a fan of them trumpet-playing bands. Bum-up-bum-up-bum, Chicago. can we listen? Local news and timeless hits. They're back on WRJN, the Four Tops. It's the same old song. You know, that group has had 24 top 40 hits. Back when top 40 was a big, big deal. It was to our generation. I don't think not so much today with all the different ways that people listen to music, new music. But back then, 24 top 40 hits. Let me tell you, the greatest hits from Four Tops, just about any greatest hits CD you get from the Four Tops is just unbelievably enjoyable. You got to check them out because all the tunes on there, you know all the songs, but one of the most underrated groups, I believe, Four Tops. You hear about the Supremes, you hear about Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and yes, they were all great, but Four Tops doesn't get the props they deserve.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We start with Wisconsin's reaction to President Biden's announcement he's leaving the race. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Going into the weekend, the number of Democratic leaders calling for Biden to resign just kept growing. One of the voices to join that chorus, Representative Mark Pocan from Wisconsin's 2nd District.
I didn't want to put out a statement. I had a private conversation with the president when he was in Madison, but I didn't intend to say anything.
All in all, more than 30 Democratic legislators ended up publicly pressuring Biden to step down.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. More reactions. Governor Evers says President Biden is a leader who's already chosen unity over division. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming says Democrats are subjecting the American people to chaos and uncertainty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tonight's agenda for the Racine Unified Board meeting shows a security-related discussion. The school board will vote on a proposal to buy 9 additional security scanners. They already have 5. The district plans to use the scanners in all high schools, K-8 schools, and Racine Alternative Learning starting next year. The initiative is part of RUSD's ongoing efforts to increase security measures across its schools. There's a new use for an old hospital in Kenosha. What's called an addiction treatment center will be using 3 floors of the downtown hospital starting next summer. A statement says it's an effort between Guardian Recovery and Freightert South. The 72-bed Kenosha Addiction Center will offer detox and residential care services. The facility will join Guardian Recovery's existing network of 20 treatment centers. Voss and Trump didn't talk during the RNC. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told WIS Politics that he didn't speak to Donald Trump, citing tighter security in Trump's hectic schedule following an assassination attempt. Voss did express openness to meeting with Trump. A lieutenant with Caledonia Police is the first from that department to be selected for training at the FBI Academy. Lieutenant Erin Lair has started her training at the FBI National Academy in Quantico, Virginia. The 10-week program covers a wide range of law enforcement topics and concludes with a grueling physical challenge. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Super sunny today with high temperatures tapping 80 degrees. Winds off the lake at about 5 to 10 miles per hour and a clear night ahead as we fall into the mid-60s. Chances of some scattered showers and storms do swing through the area by tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
WRJN.
So I'd like to know when you got the notion. Said I'd like to know when you got the notion. To rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat.
Of love began. Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I
storm. And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
I tend to get nauseous in boats. WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Oh, sharing too much. Should have shared that. You know, I can get nauseous in the car just as easily. It's Jan and Dean at Dead Man's Curve. This is a very sad story.
I started to swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
Yeah.
Walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Are looking good. You're everything.
song is so brilliant. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, Little Red Riding Hood on WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers. All together, they make the perfect soundtrack to summer, and the next game is this evening at 6:30. The Brewers are going to be in Chicago with the Cubs. That is always a fun game. Thank you. Baseball back. Oh, my goodness. And you can hear it live here, by the way. 1400 AM, 99.9. Hello, I'm arguing with myself here. 99.9 Racine and 98.1 Kenosha.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Mayer. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Mayer on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
First Impressions might be worth a second chance in the musical romantic comedy First Date as it continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Blind date newbie Aaron and serial dater Casey enter the hilariously exhausting ritual through the ups and downs of a first date. Awkward flirting and humiliating mishaps are accompanied by an ever-rotating cast of characters from both their pasts and possible futures. Will it be a dating disaster or something that will last? Call the box office at 262-633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word, Ducky, to get your second drink for free.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Shine for me anymore.
and timeless hits here at WRJN. Beautiful day, sunny, high near 80. Tomorrow, chance of storms is 76 right now in Racine.
Timeless favorites, WRJN.
Right.
news and timeless hits, WRJN. Speaking of news, we've got it coming up with Stuart J. Waddles, local news, and Mike Clemens and sports, and CBS National News right after this. The Three Dog Night, Shambhala. Wash your wheel.